Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are your host, The Middleman, and I am Alan Harrison.
And this is Kevin, man. What's good?
None too much, man. And also, we need to, of course, bring in our lovely co-host as well, The Middle Woman, Jen. How you doing out there, Les?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
I don't know.
You
coming up in the studio all late stuff, going down things.
I have to make an entrance always.
Going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's going to be like, a couple of hours docked off your pay.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, man, it's another weekend, man. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be with y'all, man.
Yeah, me too, man,
Yeah. With everyone that's listening on the line with us today, hey, it's about to go down again.
That's right.
Another
that's
Sunday.
Right.
Jen,
right.
You ain't even get your intro off this week, so woo-wee. We should get you, but we ain't going to do it.
I know. Please don't give me the bad sound.
Nah, we ain't going
to do it. The bad sound.
Yeah, we got a new one, but we ain't going to unveil that one yet.
Okay.
No,
as
not
long
yet.
As it doesn't
not
come
yet.
To me.
Not yet.
Not yet on that.
Yeah, we got it for a special person. We just waiting on her to call.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
So, hey, what are we talking about this week, man? What's going on?
Well, folks, today we're talking about the disconnection of the black family. And basically what we're going to try to discuss today is are the structures within the black families breaking down? Meaning, have our black families lost the traditions that kept our black families together, such as your family holiday gatherings, your Sunday evening dinners, maybe getting along with the in-laws, or helping your immediate family members out with financial burdens, also trying to increase that relationship with your immediate family members, and all that too. So we're going to try to get into that and hopefully we can come to a conclusion of how we can actually improve our relationships within our immediate and extended family structure.
Yeah,
there is some breakdown that occurred.
Speaking of immediate family, well, this is an American issue. Everybody mad at President Obama for talking about that police officer that beat up one of his friends. Well, not necessarily beat him up, but kind of roughed him up a little bit and took his butt to jail. Did you see that mugshot of him? Huh?
Yeah, it was sad, but he should have made a comment. I'm tired of everybody, including y'all, need to get off President Obama.
No, I'm not saying it from a negative standpoint. I'm just speaking the obvious.
We ain't getting on him, because, look, he the president. He should be able to say whatever he want to say and not renege on it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't renege on it. They made him come back and do a semi-apology. For saying what you said earlier, I would have left it like that.
Yeah.
From a legal standpoint, if you were a judge or a lawyer, you couldn't just comment on a case that hasn't been brought to trial. You couldn't comment on a case that hasn't been settled. Like, you can't do that. Like, you could be sued. Like, we don't have time for anybody suing the White House right now. We have too many things to deal with. We have big fish to fry.
The White House
frivolous lawsuits.
Jen, hey, hold on. I mean, just if you think about this. I mean, every time President Obama do something or have anything to say about anything, somebody in America, and y'all know what people I'm talking about, they always come back out of nowhere, he needs to apologize. He needs to renounce that. He needs to do X, Y, and Z.
This is a specific person. You cannot comment like that on a...
I understand, but you're saying from a legal standpoint and all this, that man has the right to say what he wants to say.
That's right. He's the president.
He didn't say what he said was wrong. He just said that maybe he shouldn't have. People misconstrued what his comment. Like, they took it.
And you know
what?
They misconstrued his relationship. They misconstrued his relationship with Reverend Wright. They misconstrued his comments about race. They misconstrued everything because, number one, he's a black man in America. Let's keep it real. And he's having
to be
the president.
He would not be president of the U.S. If he did not let Reverend Wright go, he would not be president of the United States
America. I'm not disputing that point. The point, what I'm making is, every time this man does something in America, somebody has something to say about it. He cannot have an opinion. Every president before him had an opinion. We may not have heard about it because they didn't make a spectacle of it.
Look how y'all treat him. I mean... He's been in office for like seven months, and last week I meant to say something. Y'all was just commenting about how President Obama ain't doing this and not doing that. Nobody even giving him a chance.
Who is y'all?
Who is y'all?
You talking about black people? Are you saying black people?
Let me tell you, I had someone call me. Y'all know how. You know, I worked on the campaign, and I had someone call me and demand what was their job. I said, how am I supposed to make, you know, the job come to be? Like, he just got in there. But I promised them that they was going to be some jobs, and that's why they voted for him. And they calling me and asking me about it.
Well, stupid is and stupid does. Let's call it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm realistic with this dude. I just hate the fact that every time we look around, he has to apologize. And I'm just sick of it. I'm just really through it.
I mean, look, Matt. Look, Jen. He's the HNIC. Okay. He should be able to say whatever he wants. Cause I'm pretty. Look, man. If I was the president, dude, I'm saying a lot of stuff that I've been wanting to say would have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
You proving it
out.
You
can't fire me. You can't fire me.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Only thing you can do is hope to impeach me, and they're gonna take a minute.
Oh yeah. And then plus, they really can't do that anyway because of the First Amendment. Anyway, what? Freedom of speech.
Well, he just has to be careful.
I wouldn't be the president the second term, just letting you know. I wouldn't make my second term. They'd be like, that joker got to go.
No, we got to get him my side of head.
Yeah.
Too much chicken grease up in here. And hot sauce.
Yeah. Al, I mean, man, we definitely going to have to do a show. Jen, we're going to have to do a show talking about politics and President Obama. I know I speak for Al too. We don't hate this man by any means.
No, we don't.
But at the same time,
no,
I feel that we should and could be critical of anything dealing with him. Just keeping it real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as far as the show that we got going on today, because we do need unity, and we family on this show. So, Al, for everyone that's just joining in, go ahead and let them know what we're talking about again this week.
Well, today, people, we're just now tuning in to the Middleman Show on blogtalkradio.com. We are talking about the disconnection of the black family. And today we're going to try to get into what are the breaking down points within our black family structure, such as are we losing our family traditions that kept our black families together, such as our big holiday family gatherings, your late Sunday evening dinners after church, getting along with the in-laws, and also helping our immediate family members with their financial burdens, and also, how can we improve that within our family structures as far as increasing the relationship with our immediate and extended family members.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're going to have a good one today. If with all our callers that's on the line and our chat board, on the messenger, you know you've dealt with black families in general. So, everyone that has a comment, go ahead. Make sure you hit us up. Press that number one. And we would love to hear from you guys today because this is a great subject. It's, as Charlie said, near and dear to my heart also.
That's right.
And let's get it going.
Shout out to Brother Eric on the chat board. Brother Eric, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on, Brother Eric? Man, that dude, hey, if y'all on, you know, y'all make sure y'all listen to the Blog Talk Radio shows. Brother Eric has a great show himself, so y'all make sure y'all check that brother out also. But right now, Al, we're going to go ahead and roll into our first song of the day.
That's right.
First song of the day is by the, I don't like this dude, but he's very talented, I have to admit it. I can't deny that. And it's Happy People by Abra Kelly. And let's see how happy he is when he go to jail.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the Steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. Oh, play by the rules. You gotta do what I do when I do what I do. If you wanna step, gotta play it by the rules. You gotta do what I do when I do what I do. Now, step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step.
And that was R. Kelly, Happy People. And we're back live on the Middleman Show. And today, people, we're talking about, of course, the disconnection of the black family, people. And we're talking, and we're going to try to get into a discussion about what are the structures that are breaking down within our black family, and have our black families lost the traditions that kept black families together, such as our big holiday family gatherings, our Sunday evening dinners, possibly getting along with the in-laws, or could it be, you know, helping our immediate and extended family members with financial burdens. And also, we're going to try to get into, at the end of the show, how can we improve our relationships within our immediate and extended family members.
The show?
Oh.
Man, R. Kelly, that was a good song. I got to admit, I will dance to that, but, man, R. Kelly's still a pedophile.
Pedophile.
But, hey, man, I mean, definitely we need to get into the subject for today, the black family, man. So let's start this off. To everybody on the line, if you want to make a comment of anything that you hear from us today, go ahead and press that number one. We'll give a shout-out to everybody that's on the phone line with us today and also on the web, on the chat board. Hey, appreciate you.
That's right.
So
that's
let's go ahead and get into this, Al. Black families.
That's right.
Do your family still get together, man?
Ooh, that is a good question. I mean, we get together, but I can remember times in which it seemed like we didn't have nowhere to sleep because so many folks at my grandma's house.
Yeah, you know, I remember those
like
days.
Folks sleeping on top of each other. You know, I mean, it's not the same anymore, really.
What are some of the traditions that you guys had?
I mean, of course, we always used to eat over grandma's house after church. I mean, it was mandatory that we eat. You know what I'm saying? We eat breakfast. We go to church every service.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the children's choir, so of course I had to go to Sunday school and sing in the choir.
That's why you like sing all the time, huh?
Come on, man. Come on. But I mean, that was a mandatory thing for us growing up. And I think that was something in which, you know, possibly my great grandmother probably instilled in our family too.
Right.
You know, all of us was, you know, we grew up in the church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that has a lot to do with our family traditions as well too. And now that people are, you know, getting older and, you know, my great grandmother, you know, she passed away, you know, 10 years ago. And,
right.
You know, I think, you know, as, you know, our, like the grandmothers, when they leave, you know, this earth, I think some of those traditions sometimes don't trickle down.
Man, just from my observation, man, I mean, speaking of something just current, you know, I lost a couple of my family members just recently and over the past couple of years. My aunts, man, you know, my grandma died in the 70s when my mom was little. So basically, I didn't get the opportunity to have that as far as with my family. But I remember my aunts, they always did cook. I mean, every holiday, man, you can go by, get you a nice little plate. I'm talking about, man, even with my friends, man, all my friends back in Columbus, Mississippi, man, you can go to any of their houses and get a plate. But these past holidays for the last past couple of years, man, I don't see nobody getting together. I don't see nobody cooking. I don't see nobody doing anything. Man, I'm talking about, you remember in the time when you see Johnson Family Reunion t-shirts everywhere or such and such
everywhere.
Family t-shirt reunions everywhere. And you don't even see our people doing that in the parks no more.
No.
So, I mean, if you're on the line with us, we want to know what you think about. What has happened to us as a people? Why can't we get back together again and get our whole family structure the way it used to be as far as tradition, you know? Or do we need to go ahead and just scrap everything and start new traditions? How do you feel about that? You can press that number one. I see we got a caller. Al, you want to take that caller?
Definitely. Take that. Good evening. You're live on the Middleman Show. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Hey, what's going
on? Great. How you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Blessed. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. And your comment?
My comment on the family. I think what is happening now, we are living in a society with popcorn, microwave.
Yeah.
And people do not take out time anymore to sit down and just reflect.
Yeah.
You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's true.
So it's just like I'm related to one of the person, the host.
Mm-hmm.
And I think family is so important, but they got to remember God is not the author of confusion.
That's right. That's right.
And I believe if one person would make a stand, you know, I believe in, I don't want to be too religious, but I remember the time when we all would sit down on Sundays or on Saturday, or even on Friday night, just laughing and talking, you know. I remember being disciplined by grandmother or aunt or stepping up to the plate where even there wasn't a male in the home, the mother would stand up and say, okay, you guys, y'all come in, wash your hands, sit down, eat at the table. We're going to pray over the food, bless the food.
But we
don't do that anymore. Don't nobody do that anymore.
That's true.
You know?
Why do you think that disconnect happened? I mean, what happened? I know you said we have a microwave generation where everything is instant, gratification is instant. I mean, family has gotten to instant. Why do you think we've gotten to that level?
Well, my mother would be 75 years old next year. Mm-hmm. And I believe because of the fact that this generation and generation before, they're raising themselves.
Right.
And there's nobody, I mean, my mother and her generation, they're raising their children.
Right.
And some of them are tired.
I know.
And it should be the parents stepping up to the plate and raising their own children.
That's very true.
That's a lot about that.
That's very true.
And I just believe I'm from Mississippi, but moved to Atlanta, and it's same all over the country. Children raising children. There's no morals, no value anymore. You know, yeah, you go to church. People are seeking the word, but they're still playing church. So if they go to church, they look at Christian people. Christian people are playing instead of, you know, helping the ones that are in need, you know, as family. This is supposed to be a family gathering.
Right.
You know, I just believe that it just is.
If there was one thing that you could actually, like, put in place that you feel that will work, like, if it's just one thing, what would one thing that you could actually do to actually increase that or actually improve that particular family structure? So how would you initiate that?
First of all, I would pray. Prayer changes things.
That's true.
And I believe if you strongly pray, it's a process.
Right.
And it's going to be a battle, but I think once you pray and be guided by the Holy Spirit, He's going to give you that word to tell your family. It's going to convict somebody. It's going to convict somebody. It might not be right now, but down the road, it's going to come together. We just shouldn't come together when family reunions or a homegoing service, you know, celebration or something like that. We should come, I mean, just call each other up and say, I love you. You know, I'm guilty sometimes for not calling my siblings up and telling them I love you because I don't want to deal with their chaos. I'm all about peace.
I think that we've gotten away from, you know what I'm saying, telling our surrounding and immediate family that we love them. That's a word that we rarely even use now.
Yep.
I mean, you have people that can see, you can walk in the house and you don't even speak to each other nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's to the point where we're going to have to rectify that, and we appreciate your call. You gonna keep listening to us?
Oh yeah, always. I'm gonna support you guys. I love what you guys doing.
Appreciate it.
And y'all keep your head up.
Yes.
And always put God first.
Yes, ma'am.
Love
and
y'all.
We appreciate you taking the time. You can say, you don't have to hang up. Just stay on the line. We'll go ahead and disconnect your phone.
Okay.
All right. Hell, man. I mean, she just said something that was real to me, man. And I see we got another caller. We're about to get to you.
Okay.
I remember when my granddad died, man. We had a nice funeral service, and man, God put it on my heart to talk to my family right then. To this day, I couldn't even tell you what I said to my family, but it was on my heart to get up and speak to them, because my family got to the point where it just got divided. And I think a lot of us in Black America now, man, we don't have that family that we are used to seeing. Or if you're old enough to understand that now, when you get to a certain age group, you know, it's not even an issue to them. But to us that may be 20 and above or 22 and above, hey, it's an issue. So, I mean, we need to rectify. But let's go ahead and get this next caller.
All right, caller, you're on the Middleman Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Middleman Show.
This is 510.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is Brother Eric.
Hey, what's up, Brother Eric? What's going on, my brother?
What's up, brothers?
All right. Hey, we appreciate you for listening, man.
Yes, sir. I was, it's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get to y'all's show, but I'm here. But I just had a little comment to make about traditions in the family and how they're broken and how we take our grandfathers, aunties, aunts, and uncles for granted. And I'll give you a small example. Say, for instance, grandma's, everybody loved grandma's apple pie or the way she made a certain dish or grandpa's secret barbecue sauce.
Right.
And then that gets lost in the family, you know.
Right.
Family heirlooms aren't shared anymore. And to be quite specific, in my idea, our own history is not even being shared.
Right.
Because it's the destruction of the Black family. Yeah. So you lost ties. You don't know who your grandfather was. You don't know what he did.
Nothing about him, man.
You don't know anything about him. You don't have anything to identify with in your gene pool.
Destruction. So, I mean, man, what do you think? I mean, what do you think? Why do you think it's like that? Because, like you said, nobody's sharing secrets. I mean, well, I'm not going to see no one sharing secrets, man. A lot of things are not being passed on. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago they had Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was the whole new thing for Black people. We didn't even embrace that, man. I mean, even all the traditions that we have here in America, it's like we're not even embracing that anymore. We're getting away from even eating the way we used to eat as far as together. We're getting away from just congregating and doing everything like that. So why do you think that, Brother Eric?
I think society and the media plays a big part of this whole indoctrination, psychological thought, where we young individuals look to the media, internet, for their existence and their knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
And family talks no longer exist.
Right.
And quite frankly, I believe that a lot of us, we don't have table talks or sit down and eat as a family. Because everybody's on the run.
True.
So
that.
You're exactly right
about that, man. I mean, a lot of that stuff is, you know, it does affect our youth and our kids and stuff like that. And, you know, that was a good comment right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we want to definitely hold you on, Brother Eric. You're going to continue to listen to us?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just put me on mute, and whenever you want to bring me back in, just bring me back in.
Most definitely. You are Blog Talk family, so we're going to let you know that we got you, brother.
Yeah.
So, man, I mean, as far as the subject of the day, go ahead and let them know what we're talking about again to everybody that's just joining in. We appreciate you. Everybody that's on the chat board, web chat, messengers, whatever you're listening to us on, we appreciate you.
Right.
And let them know what we're talking about again today. And then we got Jen. I see Jen want to make a comment. We got you, girl.
We just tuning in. We're talking about the disconnection of the Black family. We're going to be discussing the structures within the Black family. Are they breaking down? Have we lost our traditions that kept our Black families together, such as the holiday family gatherings, the late Sunday evening dinners, getting along with the in-laws, and also helping our immediate and extended family members with financial burdens, etc. And we had some great comments earlier, and I think Jen wanted to have a little.
What's going on, girl?
What's up? I just want to say that recently, I don't know if anyone else caught it, but I was watching CNN. It's when President Obama went to Africa, and he was saying that a out of all Americans, African Americans are probably the most American, and that's because we don't have, I guess, family traditions that, you know, go back to another country, or family traditions that go back, you know, to a different place and time. Most of our family traditions have been invented along the way. And so I think with, because of that, we have been victims. I don't want to say a victim, but because of that, we are more susceptible where, I guess, we're vulnerable to America's changes. Like, as we get, as America's gotten busier, as we've made more money, as we become more industrial, we have become a victim of that as well. I had a stat I gave you guys earlier today where 60% of kids, like, in after school care are black. That means other people are raising our children.
Yeah.
Other people are putting their influences on our children. And it's not our fault, because we're busier, we have more jobs, we're doing this, so we have to depend upon these things.
Jen, is that an excuse, though, to get away from what we know? Because, I mean, if you just take the time to, you know, like the caller said earlier, to tell someone I love you, or to sit down and have dinner with each other, just like Brother Eric said, sit down and then exchange ideas.
That's,
I mean,
right.
What? I mean, just because we're busy, I don't feel like that's an excuse for us to get away from everything that we've known.
Not an excuse. It presents a situation where we don't have the power to, before. You know, your grandma was there. She was at home. She probably was your caretaker. You know, if she instilled things in you that, you know, maybe your parents were working. It was a system about it, and because we don't have that,
right,
you know, that's the reason why I think, you know, you see a lack of black family structure, not as strong as it was in the past.
Right. And on top of that, Jen, I mean, the family structure definitely need to get better, and I feel that
when it does do that,
it's just like the second song of the day, Lovely Day. It will be a lovely day when we get everything back together. And you're listening to the Middleman Talk Show right now. I'm Kevin, and this is, I'm going to give you this, man, Al and Jen. Y'all going to get fired.
Look at you, man. See, you're messing up, man. Come on. Play the song, man. Play the song.
There we go.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without wanting love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. We'll be right back.
And that was Bill Withers. Lovely day. I don't see how he held that note that long, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. True singers could do that.
I guess so. I heard that earlier today, so.
Yeah.
So if you're just now tuning in to the Middlemen Show today, people, we are talking about the disconnection within the black family. Are the structures within our black families breaking down? Have our black families lost the traditions that kept our black families together, such as our, you know, huge holiday family gatherings, Sunday evening dinner, getting along with the in-laws, you know, helping your immediate family members out with anything, and, you know, and lastly, we're going to try to talk about how can we improve our relationships to increase this, and we have some good comments, man.
Great comments. I wonder, I really want to know, if you're on the phone line and you're below 25, below 20, now let's say below 22, and you're on the phone line or on the web chat or on the, one of the messengers, I want to hear your comment. What do you think about family now? Because I feel like, man, when you over the age of 25, man, the structure, you understand what it is. You know, and you saw certain aspects of it. If you were born in the mid-80s and below, you know better. But it's the younger generation. I really want to know what they feel about it. I mean, I really want to know what they feel about this. So if you're on the phone line, you can go ahead and press that number one. Or on the chat board, just put your comment on there and Jen will get it to us.
Right. I want to give them a quick middleman shout out to my BT, man. You know, Brian Sanders out there in Huntsville, man. You know, he just bought a house, man.
You know
what I'm saying? So we're going to go and help him move in next week. You know what I'm saying? So BT, thanks for listening to the Middleman Show. And, you know, you're part of the family, man. You know, we love you. I love you. You know what I'm saying? No homo. I love you, though.
Why you got to say that? But let's get back to let's stay focused. Let's get back to the subject, man. We're going to talk about that later on.
Right. Anyway, but I think Jen, you know, she wanted us to, you know, us to touch on, you know, how can we improve it and, you know, how can we correct those things that, well, what would happen if we don't correct those things in our family structure? You know, as far as our family traditions, us coming more together, loving each other, you know, calling each other, checking on each other.
Right.
You know, because we have black families that live in the same city that don't even talk.
Yeah.
You know, they see each other in Walmart. Maybe the kids go to the same school, but they still do not even talk.
Man, I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I've heard stories in my family where it just seems like, and I'm not just dogging my family, I'm not saying anything negative, but at the same time, I'm not saying anything that anyone on this phone hasn't heard, hasn't seen, or don't know. The town that my family's from, they were disconnected from the certain parts of the family, from the ones that started the family, say my grandma, brothers and sisters and whatnot. They got so disconnected, it was so bad, where they was telling my aunts and uncles, do not date within your town. Because guess what? You don't know your cousins. Think about what I just said, man. Is it that bad? And, I mean, I think that goes back to the part where you were saying, if we don't fix this, then, you know, think about it, man. You don't know your relatives. You don't know people.
You
don't pass along anything. So how are you going to get, I mean, how are you going to get that full effect of what it is to be a black family?
Yeah, you're right, because we, you know, we lost a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of our kids, you know, they don't have birthday parties anymore. You know, it's just another day.
That's not true. I think that the black family structure has changed. And I think that if we just have to redefine and strengthen what is the black family structure now. Because, like, for example, when we had the Great Migration within this country, when many of the black people went to Chicago, New York, and they went, you know, in the
California.
Northern states, that had a big impact on the black family. And I think it's just time again to redefine, you know, what is the definition of a black family? What are our traditions? What are things that are important, things that should be kept, you know, within the black family?
Yeah,
and everyone is different. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jen. Let me cut y'all. But to comment on what you just said, I think the thing that has happened now, you know, we're so caught up on working, making sure we have money, because now, you know, a lot of us have financial burden.
Right.
And we have to tend to that first versus actually, you know, our family. You know, because a lot of us, you know, we work. we work all day, every day. You know, we have families that are out there. The dad goes to work at night. The mom goes to work in the morning.
Yep.
You know,
you're
the
right.
kids really don't see their family. So, of course, those traditions are not going to trickle down because they have to work maybe 6 to 7 days a week, man.
Well, I want to ask this question, Al. This is what I want to ask Jim. This is what I'm trying to figure out, Jim. And, I mean, basically, it's from this standpoint right here. You say we need to redefine the black family, the black structure, whatnot. What is your definition, and how would you redefine it, if I may ask?
Well, black, like my family, like I wouldn't say, you know, I just think that we need stronger, you know, family structures. Like my internal, I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Like you're thinking of the black family as just an external and internal linkage, where before, like you may have a strong internal family unit, but may not be as close with your external family, and you know. Because of where people live.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but at the same aspect, and I think Brother Eric got a comment again. But the thing about it, internally and externally, that made the family. There was no such thing
yeah,
as
exactly right.
My wife and myself and my kids, we were strong, and that was the whole family structure. The thing about it, me personally, I knew and had the opportunity to meet every last one of my cousins.
That's
my
right.
kids
that's
haven't seen
from both sides.
Yeah. I met all of my cousins
from both sides of the family.
Exactly.
Your daddy's side and your mama's side.
How can we redefine that? And we're gonna go ahead and get to Brother Eric. Let's go ahead and get to Brother Eric, Al.
Okay. All right, Brother Eric, get back on the Little Man Show.
Yeah, I just got I just want to pose a question.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
And the question is, if the black man leaves. Is that still considered a family? If the man is out the picture, do you still have
that's
a family?
A good question like that.
Nowadays, we have to say yes because we're faced.
Yeah.
I think for the black family to correct itself, we're going to have to correct a lot of internal problems we have with black people as far as teen pregnancy, as far as, you know, our young male youth disappearing due to, you know, either becoming a victim of the drug war or becoming a victim of, you know, society's war waged against them. So we need to fix that before we can ever think that, you know, we will ever fix anything within the black family. So, yes, you know, before when during slavery, when the fathers were being sold off, when, you know, before when just like, you know, maybe in the 20s or 30s when fathers were being put on chain gangs and all that stuff too, or had to work long hours in the field for their families. You had grandma and mama and aunt and everybody else that made, you know, that strong family unit. So,
well,
yes, Jen, I say yes.
Jen, I have to respectfully disagree with you. From this standpoint right here, and I think Brother Eric probably going to hit the same note. Me personally, if a black man ain't in the unit, it ain't a family. The reason why The only reason why I say it's not a family, the only reason why I feel that you can define it not as a family if he's not there. But if he dies, then, okay, we're going to keep it moving. But even in those situation scenarios that you said, you still had other men in the community that would come in and help.
No, not always.
Exactly.
Not always. There are many people that women had to step up and make their family and pass it on to their sons. There's many people that are great men and women that are products of those situations. Because as black people, we are constantly redefining and constantly readjusting to the situations that we're made to be put in. So, you know, there are situations that we couldn't help that men had to be, you know, taken away. There were situations where maybe even the mother was taken away, but you always had a person that was strong that made a way out of no way. So I say a family is, you know, the heart of the person who's the leader and the heart of, you know, the people within that unit. And that's a strong family.
Go ahead, Brother.
Well, Jen, I got a comment as well, too. Let me go and get mine out here, G. For this show, you know, for this show's sake, Jen, you know, I mean, I can definitely agree with that. But we need to start promoting mother and father. instead of just mother and just father. You know, we need to start promoting mother and father, because in order for us to actually increase that family unity and get back to actually having that nuclear family system, we need to start promoting mother and father. Because if we continue promoting single, you know, single parenting, which ain't nothing bad. I mean, I was raised by a single mother at times. You know what I'm saying? My mother, you know, she was married, but then she got divorced, and she had to raise by herself sometimes. But we need to start promoting, you know, mother and father. And for this show's sake, you know, we need to start giving something, you know, to our listeners that promotes mother and father.
I know in the first segment we spoke upon as far as what can we do as far as with the family structure. Now, I like the whole subject of the day, and what I want to get, what we need to go ahead and switch modes into, is the financial burdens. How, you know, as far as helping out other family members, because it seems now, even with the crises that we're dealing with now in America, a lot of people are going back to the way it was before. When you lose your job, guess what? Boom, you had to go stay with your families. You know, your immediate family members. Then think about what happened with Katrina. That's another thing that made us get back. Because, I mean, I don't know if that's, like, is that God telling us something right there? You know?
It may be. You know what I mean? I mean, he gives us signs every day.
Yeah.
He gives us signs every day.
So, I mean,
every day.
If you're on the phone line, you got a comment. Brother Eric, are you still on the line with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Did you have another comment there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Piggybacking on what the sister was saying about the family issue and the father, if the father's not there, then you don't have a complete 360 degrees of raising a child, an individual.
That's right.
Exactly
right.
In my previous show on Can a single woman raise a boy to be a man?
Right.
This is a psychological tool that is indoctrinated in us in the gene pool and psychologically for us anytime we get discouraged or get in a little pickle, we want to leave our mate.
Right.
But we're killing our seed. See,
right.
You kill your seed when you leave it, when it's yearning for your nurturing.
Right.
We have to nurture our children, and we have fallen from that responsibility because of a lack of knowledge.
But the thing I want to ask you, though, Brother Eric, the thing I want to ask you, and again, I'm going to let you go ahead and make a comment.
Okay.
When it comes to the black family structure, and we're going to go ahead and go to the mode of just finances and things of that nature. Have you ever had any instances where you saw your mom take in another family member because they were, you know, in distress or something of that nature? Have you ever lived that?
No, because my family structure, my mom didn't do that.
Okay.
You know. In my time of need, my mother didn't come to my aid, so to speak.
Okay.
As in allowing me to live with her.
Well, did that affect you? I mean, was that?
It affected me kind of emotionally.
Right.
And spiritually, and I kind of had to address that point where I'm a man, so. I'm going to just have to deal with my situation. But all this, I had come to my understanding through my older years that society dictates your beliefs and ideas.
Right.
And you don't have your own beliefs and ideals. See, you have to access what's been given to you. You see?
Right, you're right. I mean, brother,
education,
man.
Education, spirituality, and the whole gamut.
Yeah.
You have to
all that affects your individuality.
True that. But brother Eric, man, we appreciate you checking us out this weekend, man. And
you
know, man, we're gonna make sure we tune in over there to your show. Go ahead and let everybody know what your show is, man.
I'm Brother Eric on Barbershop 360. I come on Sunday Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm not having a show today because I'm just chilling.
Right.
That's why I'm able to get to your show, because usually your show is on when I'm on.
Oh, man, that was
right.
Competition.
I don't feel like
I'm messing with
today,
you,
man. I just feel like relaxing.
I'm messing with you.
And,
but we definitely, man, we definitely appreciate you for, you know what I'm saying, taking the time out on your Sunday to check us out, man.
Yeah,
and we definitely going to do the same.
I've been getting invitations and stuff.
Right.
And no disrespect.
Yes. None taken. None taken whatsoever, my brother.
But I'm here.
All right, man. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you.
All right. Y'all keep up the good work.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Definitely. Thank you.
All right.
And that was Brother Eric. People, y'all make sure y'all check Brother Eric out on Blog Talk Radio. He does have a show also. Man, it just seems though, Al, that as far as the family structure, man, and just the immediate family, the disconnect, that we as a people, man, we need to recognize that we need each other. We need each other.
That's
I
right.
mean, we learn from each other. The knowledge we can pass on to the next generation, we definitely need that. Now, as far as the financial situation, some people will help their family members out, some people won't. I mean,
that's
like Brother Eric said, he had a situation where his mom didn't help him out. I hope that wouldn't lead to him not helping out somebody else. Me personally,
right.
If I can help you out and I see that you're in need,
I'm
there for you.
I'm gonna help you.
Regardless if I can do it or not, you know what I'm saying? If it's within my means, I got you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jen.
I'm going to say this to his comment and to you all's comment as well. You know, you keep saying, like, about the black man. You all know, you know, if you're regularly listening to the show, that I am a big advocate of, you know, we need to strengthen our black man, you know, within our family units for the embetterment of our people.
Right.
However, I think we must recognize it's so important for us to say that black people have always redefined themselves. Like, we are victims of, you know, the restructuring of America. And every time that has happened, we readjust ourselves. And I think the lack or the problem with black families is this time, this go around, with, you know, with cities changing, with communities changing, with, you know, the economic situation in America changing, we have lacked a redirection within our own selves. And that's where you see the lack. Because what do we do now? You say, well, my family is not a family if a black man is not there. So if I'm a single mother, I'm not a family. I have
not
to tell my children,
I mean,
we're not a family.
I mean,
that's not fair.
Seriously, I mean, we're not even, I'm not going to even take it there with you, but I mean, like Brother Eric said, the 360 degree of raising that child needs that mother and father. But that's another show. We're just saying, as far as the structure, the family members, that even though that mother may be a single mother with a child, my mom was that after my mom and dad got a divorce. But guess what? I had my uncles. I love my uncles. I had my aunts. I love my aunts. I had my cousins. I love all my cousins for good and bad. You know what I'm saying? That right there helped made me a whole person. So it's not the fact of if she was a strong woman or whatever, whatnot. She still had all those entities within that whole family to help make me the man who I am today.
Yeah, and I think that's what black people do. Black people do that. That's why I love black people. Black people take a situation and find the betterment in it and find the strength and pass it on to their children. But I think we're so weakened by a lot of external things that are going on within our communities that we don't have a lot of that strength being pushed back into our community that we need to have pushed back in our community.
Well, it seems like it's up to us, and that's why we have shows like this. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So we can understand, because all of our experiences may be the same and they may be different. I can go through the same thing. You know, we could talk and be like, man, my family did that too. You know, I mean, that's like in the earlier part of the segment, we were talking about traditions. I mean, everybody, like you said, we had Sunday dinners. We sat down. Even if I came up and visited my uncle, we sat down and ate and congregated. We talked. TV was over there to the side. We talked.
That's right.
With my aunt, my cousin, we talked. But like you said, yeah, we're busy, but me personally, some things are better left alone than sitting up there trying to change it. I understand what you're saying as far as redefining, and we always redefine ourselves. But the tradition of us being who we are, family-wise, we need to get back to that.
And that's what's really going to save us as a people, you know, us having family, you know. you know, having that support system that you know that you can solely rely on. But, you know, it will definitely get you through any problem that you have, you know, because you got to have somebody to actually continue to say, keep your faith in God, pray about it, because, you know, you can just continue, you know, doing it yourself, but it's good to always have somebody there as well, too, that pray for you as well, too. So, we're going to move into the third song of the day, people.
Yeah, before we let y'all go, this is one of the songs that
everybody plays at every family reunion.
Yeah.
Every family gathering. I mean, this song is always thrown out there. So y'all gonna know what it is when y'all hear.
Man, I love these dudes.
That was Before I Let Go, Frankie Beverly and Maze, man. Come on.
Man, you know what, dude? I wish I could do like Tupac did on that show. What's that movie he did with Janet Jackson? What's that movie?
Love Jones?
Poetic Justice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to walk up to somebody, family reunion, and be like, what's up, cousin? Give me a plate like that. That's that kind of music that you hear. What's up, cousin?
Right.
Let me get that plate right there. Hey, I'm Uncle Junebug, me, I'm son.
Right.
We see Brother Eric had another comment, Jen, to let him know. Well, Brother Eric, we're about to run out of time for this particular show, but if you could, go ahead and type it in, and we'll see if we can go ahead and read that out real quick, because we are at the end of the show for today, people. And, man, Al, only we had more time. we could have got deeper into this because, I mean, man, I love the topic today because I love black people. I love family. That's all we have,
we're
man.
We're definitely probably going to do another one, you know, upcoming show like this. You know, we definitely need to elaborate more.
Yeah, man, I love black families, man. People just don't understand it. If we don't have a family structure, we don't have anything.
Nothing.
Jen, did he go ahead and type that on there for you?
No.
No, he didn't. Oh, man. Well, Brother Eric, man, we do apologize, man. We got 1 minute left, and we're going to go ahead and ride on out to everyone that's on the phone line. We greatly appreciate. Hope you tune in next week where the show will be what, Al?
The show next week, we're going to be talking about preparing your child for success. We're going to be talking about our black families. We're going to talk about their lack of parenting. Is it marital counseling, disciplining our children, positive reinforcement, and also spiritual guidance? So we're going to try to get into that next week, people.
Did you say spiritual guidance?
Your child for the future. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Brandon, I see Brother Eric said we need a part two to this show. Brother Eric, man, we appreciate you. We definitely going to try to get that in for you, man. And to everybody that's on the chat board also, everybody that's on the web chat, the messengers on the phones today, on the web, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate
that's
you.
Right.
And tell
thanks
everybody, hey, everybody out there, tell somebody you love them. Yeah, say that again, Al.
I just want to say, you know, my favorite slogan, I didn't get to get it out last week.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I didn't. Well, I almost didn't get it out that time, but like I always used to say, we want to thank you for taking an hour out of your day to listen to the Middleman Show.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Tell somebody you love them today.
Oh, yeah.
Call somebody you ain't talked to in a couple of years. Do that. Just surprise them. Just be like, hey, cousin, or hey, aunt, hey, dad, hey, mom, hey, uncle, or whatever you got to do. Just call somebody and tell them you love them. You need to do that. Make sure you go to our website. We are the Middleman.
.ning.com. I love
him. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to tell you I love you, man. So I guess
I love you too, brother. I love you too.
Oh, yeah.
No, man, it's falling out the window now, man. He's just ignoring me and everything, man. Let's go and hit it up out of here, man. Let's go and hit it up out of here.
Well, I love all y'all anyway.
Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? The Middleman. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The Middleman.
All right, people, and we are out of here.